And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
So that's it, Jack. I've been working with the National Security Agency as an analyst most of my adult life.
And so has your father?
Mm-hmm. Well, Dad's more of a consultant. Mm-hmm. As I understand it, he's never actually been on the payroll.
What about Blackguard?
Good question. I thought he was with European Security, but now I know he isn't. My guess is that he's a megalomaniac. He just wants power and lots of money.
So help me to understand what's going on here. This mineral under Witt's End will give him power and money?
Well, the mineral alone won't. You see, the mineral acts as a catalyst, a trigger in a compound called TA-418.
Wait a minute. TA-418?
Uh-huh. It's a chemical formula Dad and a friend of mine worked on.
Witt worked on it?
Yeah, surprise, huh? Turns out it was easy since the mineral was right here under his feet.
So the mineral goes into a formula, and then what will Blackguard do with it?
Blackguard needs TA-418 to make something called Ruku.
Ruku?
Yeah, it's an extremely deadly virus. But without the compound, it dies the second it's exposed to air.
And that's where this TA-418 comes in, huh?
Right. What TA-418 does is attach itself to the virus's DNA and cause it to adapt to anything. Air, dirt, water. That's what makes it so contagious.
And deadly. Oh, it's hard to believe that's even possible.
Oh, I know, but look around you. This entire scheme has been one concentrated effort to get that mineral. Blackguard has to be stopped, or he'll be able to sell the virus to anyone. He could hold entire nations hostage and do who knows what with the rest of the mineral.
Yes.
You're acting awfully calm about all this.
Calm? I'm terrified. But that can't stop us from doing what we have to do.
That's why I had the police call the NSA. In the meantime, the Israelites are stationed around Witt's End to keep an eye on things. And Bernard and Eugene are camped out on the maintenance road behind Witt's End.
Jack? Jason?
Lieutenant Shaw.
We heard back from the NSA. Your story checks out. We've been ordered to cooperate with you fully. But to do that, I'm going to have to know what you know. And I mean everything.
Have a seat, Lieutenant. I'll fill you in.
From Odyssey 105 with an update on the condition of mayoral candidate Dr. Regis Blackguard, who collapsed a few hours ago while making a speech. Hospital spokesman Fritz Marlwater says the mayoral candidate is stable and resting comfortably, but still very weak. Doctors are continuing to run tests and...
Resting comfortably, eh? As Marcella says in Act 1, Scene 4 of William Shakespeare's Hamlet, something is rotten in the state of Denmark.
Talking to someone?
Oh, Mr. Walton, you've returned at last.
Now, don't have a call, Eugene. I told you I was going to canvass the area. Mm-hmm. You have a breath mint or some gum or something?
Well, why? Do I need it? I know my halitosis flares up occasionally.
It's not for you, Eugene. It's for me. Hmm? You know, while I was walking around, I came across a large van parked near the end of the tunnel.
But I thought that area was off limits to normal traffic.
Well, so did I. The van was all locked up, but on the driver's seat was a rental agreement with Professor Bovril's name on it.
Interesting. But it doesn't explain why you need a breath mint.
Let's just say the van left a bad taste in my mouth, okay? Now, do you have a mint or not?
No.
Why do I even bother? Hand me the walkie-talkie. We need to check in with the Israelites.
Oh, of course.
All stations surrounding Witt's End report no activity. Over.
Copy. Keep watching, guys. And be careful. Over.
Roger, window washer. You do the same. Out.
Well, that's everybody, Billy.
One and all. How are you doing, Sam?
I'm bored.
Yeah, me too. Hey, listen, if you want to take a break, I can handle things here for a while.
Thanks, Wait a minute. Someone's coming.
It's Jellyfish.
Yeah, and he's got his knapsack with him.
With his laptop in it, maybe?
He's going into the tunnel.
All right, this is it. Let's...
Hold it! Someone else is coming. It's... Ronnie Rathbone.
Well, well. The gang's all here.
Yeah, but why didn't they come together?
Only one way to find out. Israelite units, this is Israelite 1. Subjects are entering Witt's End through the Underground Railroad Tunnel. Close in carefully and quietly. Repeat, close in carefully and quietly.
Dr. Blackguard, are you certain this is what you want to do?
Are you certain of your facts, Doctor?
Reasonably certain, yes. but I need to run more tests.
I don't have time for more tests. Please abide by my wishes.
But...
Come in.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Not at all, Mr. Glossman. Come in. The doctor was just leaving.
But Dr. Blaggart...
Thank you, Doctor. That will be all.
As you wish. What was that all about?
Just assuring that my doctor will make things look real. Is everything ready?
Yes, sir. Reporters are gathered in the conference room downstairs. You'll deliver your statement, then I'll take it from there.
Good. How do I get out of the hospital without being seen?
The side door of the conference room leads to a hall. At the end of that hall is a door to the rear stairwell. It'll take you to the alley where the professor is waiting for you in the car.
Excellent, Glossman. Well, let's not keep the media waiting. It's showtime.
Yes, sir.
All right, I got a change of clothes here for Doc. And let's see, it's time to do a little updating on the old laptop computer.
Wrong, jellyfish.
What? Rathbone, what are you doing here?
I came to get that laptop.
What? You're crazy, Rathbone. Get lost.
Not this time, Fishface. Now, are you going to hand it over, or am I going to have to take it from you?
Yeah, right. You and what army?
How about us?
Huh?
Sam! Billy!
Rathbone, you moron! You led him right to us!
No, he didn't. We saw you come in through the tunnel.
And we also have a great interest in what's on that computer.
Yeah? Well, you guys can have it after I'm done with it.
You're all a bunch of dunderheads. Even if you do take the computer, it won't mean anything. Hey, anyone could have written what's on here.
Yeah, but anyone didn't drag off Richard Maxwell. You did. I saw ya.
Richard who? I never heard of him.
Well, that's funny, because Richard mentioned you by name.
He did?
Yeah, and he said you have a laptop that contains evidence clearing Tom Riley in the Edgebiter scandal. See, you didn't finish the job, Jellyfish. Richard's alive.
And getting stronger by the minute.
I'm sure he'd just love to testify that you're the one that tried to murder him.
But I don't know what you're talking about.
It's over, Jellyfish.
You want the laptop? Fine. Catch!
Oh, get it!
Got it!
He's getting away!
Israelites, close in. Jellyfish is headed for the back door. Repeat, close in now.
Come on, guys, let's go!
No! Get off! Get away from me, you brat! I'm not going back to jail! Never! No! 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 No!
Give it up, Jellyfish. You're finished.
No!
Hey, Billy Boy, about the laptop. I was thinking, it's a big waste having our gangs fighting each other all the time. Maybe we should, you know, join forces.
Yeah? Well, I think the police have something different in store for you, Rodney.
Ladies and gentlemen, please. Please. I have a brief statement. My doctor has advised me that continuing to campaign for mayor will seriously endanger my health. Therefore, on his advice and the advice of my trusted friends, I regretfully and officially withdraw from the race. However, I believe the recall should go on as planned, and I trust that the good citizens of Odyssey will find the right person to govern them. Please, please, ladies and gentlemen, I've asked my good friend Philip Glossman, whom I believe you all know, to answer any questions you might have. I'm sorry. I must lie down. Thank you all, and goodbye.
People, please. Now, Dr. Blaggart is obviously not feeling well. Give me a few minutes with him, and I'll answer your questions. Now, please, be patient. So far, so good. There's the door to the rear stairwell.
Jellyfish is waiting for me at Wits End?
Oh, yes, sir, with a change of clothes for you.
Fine. Well, then, I leave things to you, Glossman.
Goodbye, sir.
Yes.
Psst. Hey, Glossman.
What? Bart?
Yeah, it's me. What gives?
What gives? I don't understand.
That's all Blackguard's gonna say. What about his endorsing me for mayor?
Endorsing you? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do. He's told me that if I sacrifice my store, Blackguard would endorse me for mayor.
I said no such thing.
Yeah, you did. You mean I sacrifice my store for nothing?
Will you lower your voice? Now listen, Rathbone. In the first place, the Electric Palace isn't your store. It's Dr. Blackguard's. He can do with it whatever he pleases. It's only by his good graces that you got in it, and it's still by Blackguard's good graces that you stay in it. So if you're smart, you go back to the store, fix it up, and keep your mouth shut. Understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Good. Besides, you didn't get any votes the first time. What makes you think you'd get any this time? Now, if you excuse me, I have to meet the press.
Double cross me, will you? Well, we'll just see about that.
I'm flattered by your question, but at this time I hadn't considered running for mayor myself. However, I'm always willing to serve the people of Odyssey in any way I can. Yes, Mr. Jacobs.
What about Wits End? Any comment about its future?
Well, it's our intention to keep Wits End closed until we know the truth about what's under there. Next question?
Yeah! Why don't you tell everybody why you's ordered a gang of thugs to vandalize my store?
I don't know what you're talking about. I think it's obvious that Mr. Rathbone is slightly deranged today.
No, I ain't! Come on, Glossman, tell him! Tell him how you and Blackguard planned together to get Tom Riley kicked out of office.
People, please. Yes, Mr. Jacobs, let's get back to the legitimate question, shall we?
Actually, I've just received word that the police are holding a young man nicknamed Jellyfish who has implicated both you and Dr. Blackguard in several crimes that have occurred around the city in recent weeks. Well, Mr. Glossman, what do you have to say?
Yeah, Glossman, I'd like to have a statement from you, sir.
I suppose that from now on, all questions will be answered by my legal counsel. This conference is over.
Well, I'll say one thing for you, Jellyfish. You keep fine records. It's all here, Lieutenant Shaw.
Good.
Hey, we got a deal, right? You know, I sign a confession and you reduce the charges, huh?
That's up to the lawyers. But I can tell you that it may go a lot easier on you if you continue to cooperate.
Come on, you got the computer. What else do you want to know?
This is Shaw.
Jellyfish, were you at Wits End to meet Blackguard?
Yeah. He was supposed to go there after his little press conference. He ought to be there by now.
Okay, thanks. Jason, hospital security just called. They have Glossman and Bart Rathbone in custody. Looks like your idea worked.
It's a good thing Bart didn't know he's also on Jellyfish's computer. Okay, on to the main catch. Lieutenant Shaw, you need to deploy your men around the perimeter fence at Wits End and be ready to move on my signal.
Right.
I wouldn't get too close if I was you.
Why not?
Well, because Blackguard plans on blowing up the tunnel, that's why.
What?
Yeah.
This is Shaw. Get me the bomb squad.
How do you know?
Yeah, it's been part of his plan the whole time.
We gotta make sure our people are out of there. Jack, could you?
Jack?
Where'd he go?
Jellyfish! Is the tunnel prepared, Professor?
Yes, Dr. Blackguard. It's wired to blow up just as you ordered. But I'm still confused as to why you're so intent on it.
It's as simple as this. If we missed any of the mineral, no one else will be able to get it. But even more importantly, Wits End has been the thorn in my side for so long. It will give me great satisfaction to be rid of it. The detonator, please.
Here you are.
Thank you. Jellyfish! Where could he be?
Wait. Why did he throw your clothes on the floor?
Something's wrong. Go through the tunnel and take the van out of here immediately. I'll change and follow in the car.
What about Jellyfish?
Well, if he isn't here, he gets left behind. Now go!
Yes, Doctor.
Mr. Walton, someone's coming.
Yeah, that's the van, all right. Who's that driving it?
Professor Bovril! Mr. Walton, why are you still sitting here? He's getting away.
No, he isn't. Not in that van.
But he
won't get very far. Just about the end of the park, I'd say.
What? How do you know that?
Because I siphoned all the gas out of his tank.
You what?
Well, that's why I needed a breath mint. Oh. Now, why don't you call the Israelites on the walkie-talkie, and we'll all go help the professor.
Mr. Walton, you're a genius.
Well, thanks, Eugene. It's about time you noticed.
Now to the car. Fools, come after me in the tunnel if you dare.
All right, Sergeant, use this area for your command center. And keep in mind, there may be more than one person inside that tunnel.
Yes, sir.
Lieutenant, Bernard Walton just called in. He and Eugene have nabbed Professor Bovril at the edge of the park.
Jason?
Tom, what are you doing here?
Chief Quinn called me. Blackguard's planted a bomb in the tunnel?
Yeah, but that's not the worst of it. I think Jack's inside there with him.
What? Are you sure?
Sure enough.
But how could he get inside? Wits End has been surrounded all day.
There must be a way in we don't know about.
Dr. Blackguard, I presume?
What? Oh, it's you. Jack Allen, isn't it?
That's right.
I was wondering when you'd show up.
I've been waiting for you. I knew you'd be here.
Of course.
You can't win, Dr. Blackguard. You know that. You must give yourself up.
You're as cliched as Jason.
You have nowhere left to go. The tunnel is sealed off in all directions.
Ah, you obviously found my little escape hatch in the woods. How very clever.
I've been walking around the park a lot lately. You're trapped.
Not if I use you as a hostage.
Sorry, I won't go along with that.
Would you rather die?
I'm not afraid to. I'm prepared for death. How about you?
Ah, I see. Brave Jack Allen, Christian soldier to the end, stops the evil Dr. Blackguard and saves the world.
I'm not here to save the world, Doctor. I'm not here to save Odyssey, nor even Wits End. I'm here for you. For your soul. That's the only thing that matters right now. Not money or power or computer programs or viruses or world terrorism. It all comes down to your soul. Why don't you put down the detonator and give yourself up so you'll have time to redeem your soul?
The flaw in your proposal is that you assume my soul is redeemable. It isn't. I auctioned it off years ago.
Then you sold yourself cheap. Your soul is worth the life of Jesus Christ. To give it to anyone else is an incredible waste.
Well, as much as I enjoy philosophizing with you about abstracts, we have a very real dilemma here.
It's not a dilemma if you do the right thing.
But it is. Giving up is something I cannot and will not do.
I'm not leaving without you.
And I'm not leaving with you.
Then we're at a stalemate.
Oh, not at all. I still have the Queen, this detonator. And I have nothing to lose by using it. You see, dear Jack, my illness isn't an act.
What?
I have a virus.
Ruku?
Then Jason told you. Yes, it seems that somewhere along the line I was exposed to a strain of it. And I will not die that kind of death. It's pointless. So I suggest you run for your life.
You don't want to kill me.
Oh, you fool! Why wouldn't I? Goodbye, Jack Allen.
Lieutenant Shaw.
Whitaker, I'm not sending my people in until we know what the situation really is.
Then I'm going in.
No, Jason. You're going to stay put until we... Oh! Oh!
Everybody get back!
Oh, you set off the bomb! Lord, help us!
No! No!
Jack!
Oh, my head.
Mr. Allen!
Am I dreaming?
Billy, I found him. He's in the patch of woods near the maintenance road. I found Mr. Allen.
Sam, what happened?
We thought you were in the tunnel with Dr. Blackguard. We thought you were blown up.
I was in the tunnel, but... Oh, no. Dr. Blackguard...
The tunnel has collapsed. Fortunately, though, Blackard didn't rig the explosives as well as he thought.
What about Wits End, Lieutenant?
There's structural damage in the back where the ground caved. Afraid the fire department's gonna have to give you a report about the inside.
Don't worry about the building. I'm just thankful Jack's safe. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right. What happened down there? When the bomb went off, we thought you were a goner.
We reached a stalemate. I wouldn't leave without him, and he wouldn't leave with me. So he set off the detonator. I remember he was blown one way, and I was blown another, and then I woke up outside.
But how did you get there?
I don't know. The grace of God, I suppose.
But I still don't understand why Blackard set off the bomb.
Nor do I, especially considering his propensity for survival and manipulation of the justice system.
Yeah, you'd think he'd try to beat the rap.
It was a rap he couldn't beat. He had the virus, Jason.
Ruku?
Yes.
What did you say?
Now, just get back in the squad car, Professor.
No, please, I must know. Please.
It's all right, Lieutenant.
Did I hear you say that Dr. Blackett had the Ruku virus?
That's what he told me, yes.
Oh, no. No. How tragic.
Yes. He said he didn't want to die that way.
But that's just it. He wouldn't have died.
What do you mean?
I tried to tell him. The mineral in the tunnel has uses we hadn't even begun to explore. I could have used the mineral to make an antidote to the virus. It would have saved him.
No, Professor, it wouldn't have saved him. It would just have kept him alive. He rejected what could have saved him a long time ago.
May God have mercy on him.
Amen.
I just don't get why he would do all this. Why anyone would.
I know. It's hard to understand how a mind like Dr. Blaggard's worked. I'd hoped to help him change it. One last chance. But a soul so corrupted, so saturated in evil, can only come to one end without Jesus. It's destined for the final conflict and for an eternity without God.
And the City Council has recommended that the recall of Mayor Tom Riley be postponed indefinitely while investigators sort out the complex web surrounding the legacy of Dr. Regis Blackard. In a related item, Jason Whitaker announced the damage to Wits End from the tragic explosion that took Dr. Blackard's life was not as extensive as first believed. He hopes to have Wits End repaired and open again in a few weeks. And now, turning to the weather, it looks like another typically gorgeous day in Odyssey. Clear skies, bumpy white clouds.
The Bible is filled with story after story of evil men and women who schemed in a variety of ways to get what they wanted. Sometimes it even seemed like they would win out in the end. But ultimately, their wickedness caught up with them. As Proverbs says again and again, the pursuit of evil leads to death. Over the last several episodes, we've seen the twists and turns of a battle between good and evil in Odyssey. The truth is, it's a battle that goes on all the time. Not only in places like Odyssey, but in your town, your school, your home, and even your own heart. Like we saw with our friends in Odyssey, we may sometimes make mistakes in our fight against evil by relying too much on our own cleverness and plans. Or like Jack, we may realize that we're in a spiritual war that must be fought by faith through prayer to the only one who can be truly victorious, Jesus Christ. If you don't know Jesus, now is a wonderful time to meet him. Don't make the mistake that Dr. Blackard made by thinking you'll have time later, or you'll find an escape, or that it's too late. It's never too late to come to the Lord. Never too late to turn your life over to His saving grace. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Final Conflict was written by Phil Lawler and Paul McCusker and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.